Would everyone in the Senate chambers, as well as our guests in the gallery, please rise for a prayer by Reverend Gawk, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag.
From the 34th chapter of Ezekiel, we read, "Thus says the Lord, I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak." Merciful God, we see so much violence going on in our country and even in our state, and pray that we might be instruments of healing and care for those who suffer from it. We pray that you will give us the wisdom we need to assist those who enforce our laws and to provide justice for those who seek it. We are thankful for those who put themselves on the front line for caring for the sick, the injured, and we ask that you will strengthen them and abide in them and help produce cures for those inflicted with COVID-19. And we pray, O Lord, for your servant of healing. The spirit of healing may come to our sergeant of arms, Bill Smith. We pray that his doctors will find the cause of his falling and restore his strength and his health. In your holy name, we ask all these things. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Bill. See you next week. Week from tomorrow.
Yeah, no vacation until September.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernsketter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Libela, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
A quorum has been established. The Senate is in session. Madam Secretary, please read the journal.
Journal of the Senate, 100th General Assembly, first extra session of the second regular session, first day, Monday, July 27th, 2020.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move the further reading of the journal be dispensed with and the same be approved as though having been fully read.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none. Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
Senator from Boone renews his motion that the reading of the journal be suspended and it be approved as though having been fully read. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. You have approved the journal. Introduction of guests. Senator from Butler.
Thank you, Mr. President. Most likely this will be the last time I have the honor to introduce two of my grandchildren that's here today in the upper gallery, right straight ahead. That's Noah and Elizabeth.
Let's welcome Noah and Elizabeth to the Senate chambers today. Introduction of guests. Petitions, memorials, and remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 4th District. Please send your bill forward. Thank you, Senators. Send your two bills forward. Madam Secretary, please read the first bill.
Senate Bill number 17, introduced by Senator May, an act relating to a child's right to counsel.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
Yes.
Mr. President, this is a simple bill. Because we are adding in the call that juveniles are going to be certified, you know, have a certification hearing as adults, I thought that this bill, a child's right to counsel, is a very important piece of legislation that we need to enact. Right now, we have juveniles that are having depositions and things of that nature, but they don't have counsel. So this bill is a very important step in what I call criminal justice reform, because under our Constitution, no one should be charged or anything without the right to counsel. So with that, Mr. President, I renew my motion.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please read the second bill.
Senate Bill number 18, introduced by Senator May, an act relating to public safety.
Senator, would you care to explain this bill?
Yes, Mr. President. This bill is very simple. Basically, this act creates what we call the Critical Incident Stress Management Program. This program shall provide services for emergency service providers to assist in coping with stress, potential psychological trauma resulting from a response to a critical incident or emotionally difficult event. It also puts into place some additional training under the Post Commission for officers. With that, Mr. President, I renew my motion.
The order of business is introduction of bills. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of second reading of Senate bills.
Hearing no objection, the order of business will be second reading of Senate bills. Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Bill 1.
Senate Bill 1, an act relating to public safety.
Transportation, infrastructure, and public safety.
Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of announcements.
Hearing no objection, the order of business in the Senate is announcements. Announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. No further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until Wednesday, August 5th, at August 4th. Wednesday, August 4th. No. Wednesday, August 5th. Just listening over here. Wednesday, August 5th, 2020, at 4 p.m.
You've heard the motion from the Senator of Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand adjourned until Wednesday, August 5th, 2020, at 4 p.m.